why would you rent a room for a 23-year-old when you have your own home?
Pushed out of the nest by mom.
My son needs to learn some responsibility and be out on his own.
23-year-old irresponsible child who has a kid and looking for his mother to pay his rent.
But
several days later, Mr. Warren changed the locks on the doors.
The landlord didn't want him either.
You should have let him stay in your house.
Oh, no, thank you.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Dawn DeRoche is suing her son's former landlord, David Warren, for the return of rent and security deposit. Dawn says David locked her son out after living there 3 days.
Order. All rise.
Case number 350 on the calendar, in the matter of DeRoche versus Warren. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Sir, have a seat.
Kirk, would you do me a favor?
Sure.
Would you take this little boy out in the back? Is there somebody in the back who can watch him?
Most definitely.
Sure. Go with Officer Byrd. He's going to take you in the back.
Okay. Thanks. Come this way.
Terrific. You never know what's going to transpire here, Mr. Warren. I assume that's your son?
Yes, ma'am.
So I don't think there's any reason for him to be here. Case is not a terribly difficult one. You rented a room in Mr. Warren's home for your son. I assume this is your son?
Yes, ma'am.
How far does Mr. Warren live from where you live?
Approximately a mile.
And how old is your son?
23.
Has your son lived with you in the past?
Yes.
For how long?
He's been living with me since May.
Since May of 2013?
Yes, ma'am.
Prior to that, where was he living?
He had an apartment in the northern suburbs of Minneapolis.
And how long did he live in his apartment?
About 2-3 years.
With whom?
He lived with his girlfriend and baby.
So he has a child?
Yes, he does.
Does he work?
Yes.
At what?
He is a cook in a restaurant in town.
Who do you live with?
My significant other.
One other person. Do you have a house and a...
I have a townhome.
Just because I'm curious. Why would you rent a room in a stranger's home for a 23-year-old when you have your own home?
Because my son needs to learn some responsibility and be out on his own and not living with his mother.
Well, that's true, but that usually comes with being able to afford it.
Yes.
Because you're the plaintiff in this case, and this is your claim. You found this room.
Yes.
You went and looked at the room in Mr. Warren's home, paid him $1,000.
Yes.
And several days later, Mr. Warren changed the locks on the doors, excluding your son from being in the apartment.
This is
or
correct.
In his room.
Yes.
You want your rent back.
Yes.
Mr. Warren says that your son didn't follow the house rules. That's why he excluded him from the house. Therefore, since he breached the rules, he doesn't get the rent back. That's your defense.
It is.
Great. When did you rent the room and when did you give him the money?
We gave him the money in late October because my son was going to move in November 1st, 2013. And I gave him $1,000.
He doesn't deny that, correct?
Yes.
Correct.
Good. Now I'd like to see a copy of the lease.
I do not have a copy of the lease. This was
Then I'd like to see the original lease.
There was no lease. It was done on a handshake. And
yes.
And being that I work for the veterans, I still believe that a handshake
Just a second. I don't care whether you did it with or without a piece of paper. But if there were certain prescriptions, Mr. Warren, about rules in the house, that, in my judgment, has to be clear and understood. And the best and, in my judgment, only way to do that is in writing, where you present the rules, you sign them, he signs them, and the rules say that if you break the rules, you don't get your money back. Does that make sense to you?
Absolutely.
All right. So now we know. How many days after the plaintiff's son moved in did you exclude him from the house?
It was approximately 5 days.
And how much was the rent per month?
$500.
So she gave you 2 months' rent?
She gave me $500 for first month and a $500 security deposit.
Okay. And there is no suggestion here at all that he damaged any of your property?
No.
So that should go back to her. At least the security deposit part of it should go back to her.
I don't believe so.
Why?
Well, the $500, in my understanding, is to allow me 30 days to re-rent the room in case...
Okay, Mr. Warren, what do you do for a living, sir?
I do Venetian plaster.
You have your own company?
Yes.
You have employees?
Yes.
How many?
Three.
Do you pay them on the books or off the books?
Either way.
What do you mean, either way?
Either way.
You mean some get paid by check where you deduct all the
Depends on the individual and his circumstances.
Depends on the individual and the circumstances. Well, then you have this sort of easy way about rules with your business. Sometimes you comply with the rules and sometimes you don't comply with the rules. In the case of the Internal Revenue Service, Mr. Warren, they have a book of rules that starts there and ends there. So they have a very clear set of rules, Mr. Warren, unlike the rules in your household. Now, or requiring 30-day notice. So I don't care what your understanding is of a security deposit. If you wanted the security deposit to be for 30 days to re-rent the room under any circumstances, then you put it in a written lease.
Absolutely.
Which you didn't do. So that's number one. Most people believe that a 30-day notice, even if you had been entitled to a 30-day notice, is when the tenant says to you, I'm moving out, as opposed to you're kicking them out. If you kick them out, how can they give you a 30-day notice? That's kind of hard, right?
Yeah.
So you see how foolish you sound, Mr. Warren. You see why I excluded your kid from the courtroom?
Sure.
Right. Because even I would feel somewhat compelled to restrain myself in the presence of your child. But when I read your answer to this case and you said I kicked them out, and I did kick them out in 5 days and I kept their money.
Yeah, I kept their money.
This is not, I don't understand this. So now you know where I'm coming from, Mr. Warren. Now you have 30 seconds to convince me about your defense. I'm all ears.
My defense would be the 30-day notice. It didn't allow me 30 days to have the room rented, to put the ad back in to the paper, to have at least 30 days, which, it cut me down to about 3 weeks. Smoking in the back bedroom and, there were rules. There were no written rules, but they were very, very verbalized and very understood among the both of them. And they were
broke. Why do you want to tell me about them, sir? They were understood by you. I mean, I'm not saying that he was right. Clearly, his mother wants him to be responsible, so she wants him out of my house.
Ryan has never smoked in a house.
Don't speak.
Yes, sir.
You know, I want to tell you something. I get it, but I also get moving my 23-year-old irresponsible child, 23-year-old irresponsible child who has a kid who's 23 and looking for his mother to pay his rent. Do you understand?
I get
the whole picture over here. You still got to give you your money back. All right, so I've explained to you, let's deal with the 30 days. I've already explained to you that only applies to tenants. It doesn't apply to landlords locking out their tenants. Do you understand? All right, next, he's smoking in the back bedroom, and that was against your rules. What's next?
The circumstance amongst us living is my son and I live together. We're very involved with sports. We do it all week long, and we're just consumed with it. It's my son and I. The circumstance that he was in, he's got a son, a young son, around the same age or a couple years younger. I thought that this would be a good fit for him, to allow him to faster.
Rules. I want to know rules. This is not a therapy session.
No smoking in the house. No. Nobody other than himself could be a tenant in the house. I mean, I don't want to rent to a couple.
And
the first 3 days he was there, he had some what appeared to be an underage girl, very, very young.
Listen to me. I don't want you to speak.
All right.
Because, A, you don't know that. You don't know that if it was a girl, if it was an underage girl, if he had a girl there or not, because you weren't there. If you wanted to know if he had a girl in his room, you should have let him stay in your house.
Oh, no, thank you. No, I won't have that. I won't have that in my house.
Neither did he. Neither did he want that in his house. Come on, keep going.
So I didn't want to rent to a couple.
I got
you.
You didn't want to rent to a couple. You didn't want somebody fooling around, messing around in the bedroom with your kid around.
And smoking and everything else.
Don't rent to anybody. And if you do, set out the rules. These are the house rules. If you violate the rules, we're going to terminate the tenancy. That's what you do. That's what you do. But you can't deal with a tenant like you deal with the IRS, sir. You have to return her money. judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $1,000. That's all.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
You know, just all the women that he was having, I think he's, you know, a part-time gigolo.
Only one. And honestly, of the 3 days that I was there, I probably spent the night there once with her.
I just think that she needs to, you know, stop enabling him, and he needs to be responsible and an adult now.
Yes, because he's 23, he needs to be out on his own.
Definitely be a written contract.
We have learned something from this, and that he knows that he needs to have things in writing.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Henry versus Godinez, step forward.
25-year-old Corianne Henry is suing her cousin, 22-year-old Mario Godinez, for unpaid rent and bills incurred during the time they lived together.
I'm going to start with him. That's okay with you. Do you know how to iron?
Huh?
Iron.
Yes, ma'am.
You should learn how to iron. It's a good thing. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Great. How old are you?
22.
How old is she?
25, 26.
So she's about your age, right?
Yeah.
And the two of you were living in her two-bedroom house that she rented. And then I gather from her that she decided. You say she decided. She says you both decided to get a bigger place. Because how many people were living in the two-bedroom house?
Six.
Six. Speak up. Six. Who were the six people? You?
Myself, my daughter, him, his girlfriend, and their two kids.
And they had two kids.
And she was pregnant with a third.
And what?
She was pregnant with a third.
You gotta find something else to do with it.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
She took you in. You, your girlfriend, your two children, and another one soon on the way. So we're gonna get you a Scrabble set or a Monopoly set to keep you busy.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Corianne Henry says her cousin, Mario Godinez, owes for rent and bills. Mario is countersuing for storage fees.
Now, you work?
Yes, ma'am.
Great! So you moved into a larger quarters because you're living with her, because you had no place to go. She took you in. You, your girlfriend, your two children, and another one soon on the way. So we're going to get you a Scrabble set or a Monopoly set. Keep you busy. Decide to get a larger place and you both sign a lease. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
She paid the security deposit. She paid the first month's rent. Then you took off with your girlfriend, two children, and one on the way, leaving her stuck to pay 2 months' rent until she could get out of the lease. That's the money that she wants.
Well, she kicked me out, ma'am.
We're going to get to how she kicked you out. Maybe you're right. If she kicked you out and locked you out, maybe there's a reason why you didn't pay the next 2 months' rent, and I may let you off the hook. But that's not what you say in your answer. What you say in your answer is, quote, I never pay rent. Now, you want to explain to me, because that's what you wrote here, I never pay rent. You want to explain to me how a man that produces three children doesn't think he has the responsibility to pay rent?
Well, what was happening was she was helping me get back on my feet, so I was helping in other places. She wasn't paying for a babysitter, which my girlfriend was providing, and I would give her money whenever she needed it.
What do you mean, whenever she needed it?
When she would ask for it.
How much was your rent in the two-bedroom place?
$463.
Do you work?
Yes, ma'am.
What kind of work do you do?
I'm a server at Applebee's, and I serve at County Line Orchard for weddings.
So your rent in the old place where you took him and his brood in is $463. And how much was the rent in the leased place that you took with your cousin?
$950.
So it was doubled?
Yes, ma'am.
You understand? Doubled. That was to accommodate you. She didn't need a bigger place for herself and her daughter, right? I don't hear you. Speak!
Oh, yeah, you can say that, ma'am.
What do you mean I could say that? She had a two-bedroom house. She had herself in a bedroom. She had a daughter in a bedroom. And then she got your brood. Now she's doubled her rent. Now you're going to tell me what happened when she kicked you out. Tell me when that was. Look here.
It was when she kicked me out, it was around a little after March.
A little after March?
Yeah.
A little after March would be what month?
April.
Good call.
So what happened was we were fighting over money.
What do you mean you were fighting over money? What does that mean?
Well, money was coming up missing, and she
What money was coming up missing?
Her money.
Her money? Her money was coming up missing. Tell me about it.
Well, this was what would happen. She would go to the store or the mall and then buy a whole bunch of stuff, come back to the house, and the next day go in her wallet and say that her money was missing, which is missing because she was buying items and not keeping track of her money.
So she was saying that money was missing from her wallet, and you say it was missing because she spent it.
Yeah.
So you were fighting about money.
Yes, ma'am.
Anything else about money?
And money that she was saying that I owed her.
For what?
For bills or money that we borrowed from each other.
She wasn't arguing with you about money that she borrowed from you. It would be about money that you borrowed from her.
Yes.
So when you said you'd give her money whenever she needed it, evidently that wasn't accurate because you were fighting about the money.
No, because I would pay her the money and then she would still say that I...
Pay her what money?
She would ask for a certain amount of money saying that how much I borrowed. And then I would give her back the money, and within like a week or two, she'd be saying that I still owe her the same amount of money.
Did you ever pay your half of the rent?
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
What was your agreement?
That I would help her whenever she needed it. The reason why I
Well, evidently she needed it. That's what you were fighting about. You weren't giving her money, and she needed it. What part of that don't you understand?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Corianne Henry says her cousin, Mario Godinez, owes for rent and bills. Mario is countersuing for storage fees.
Now, let's go back. How many months did you live with your cousin?
It was,
All together, in the two-bedroom and in this place. How many months did you live with her? How many months did he live with you?
6 months.
Does that sound right?
5 months.
Yeah, hmm? It's about right, 6.
And how many times did you pay at least your half of the rent? Because you're twice as many people as she is, right? So if she would only ask you for half the rent and half the bills, that would have been almost a gift. She's two people and you're four. So let's be nice. How many times did you pay her for your half of the rent?
Say about once.
About once?
Yes.
Do you remember that once when you paid her half the rent?
Yeah, after she kicked me out.
After she kicked you out, mm-hmm. I still haven't gotten to how she kicked you out. You were fighting, and what did she say?
What do you mean?
How did she kick you out? I still haven't heard it.
She told me to leave. We were in an argument. She told me to get out, take my stuff and go.
Okay, well, you could have said to her, I'm not taking my stuff and going. I'm on the lease. You can't kick me out.
Well, who wants to live like that, an argument every day?
I don't want to live like that. If you had paid her half the rent, she wouldn't have been arguing with you.
Well, that wasn't our agreement.
What was your agreement?
That I would help her whenever she needed it. The reason why I
Well,
put
evidently she needed it. That's what you were fighting about. You weren't giving her money and she needed it. Because of you, she doubled her rent. What part of that don't you understand?
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Okay, where are you living now?
At my mom's.
You went back to your mother?
Yes.
She must have been thrilled to see you and your 2.5 children. Overjoyed. I know I would be overjoyed and overwhelmed. Ought to be a law. All right, you stayed there for an extra 2 months, is that right? And then you were able to get out of your lease?
Yes, ma'am, because it was a little hard paying $950 a month in rent plus trying to save up a security deposit.
I got it. I got it. Well, listen. You know, when you lay down with dogs, you get fleas. Did you ever hear that expression? He lived with you for 3 months before you moved in to a bigger place, and he paid no rent, right?
Correct.
That would have said to me, with my two jobs as a server and one child to support, this is not a responsibility that I want to take on. Because no matter what he says to you about working, 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 there are only certain parts of him that work. Judge him for the plaintiff and the amount of $950. That's all. By the way, your counterclaim's dismissed.
When you step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
I don't think I owed her the money.
To only come out with $950 is a little upsetting.
She always wants money. That's her.
He's my cousin, so when he said, oh, let's just get a bigger house, I was like, okay.
Because I had to up and move suddenly because the offender kicked me out.
I didn't kick him out at all. I told him that he needed to start paying his half of rent.
So up and down with me and her. Who knows where it's going
to
go.
It doesn't really matter how close you are to somebody. They'll still screw you over.